environment where it's at.
Yeah, I'm just starting to learn again. I took lessons when I was a kid, and that was on and off again for my whole life. But every time I started to make progress, I'd go on a fishing trip, but I wouldn't play guitar again for another 5 years, you know. So I finally decided, well, I'm getting up there in age, and the bucket list is still there, so I better start checking some of these boxes. So I started, this past winter, I went on Facebook Marketplace, against my better judgment, I went and got a Facebook account just for the Marketplace, but I bought up some cheap Fender Squire guitars that were in need of some TLC, and fixed them up and learned a lot about guitars and resold them for a couple extra bucks and made enough money to buy myself a used Fender Mexican Strat. I've always been an acoustic player, but I always wanted an electric guitar. So I was able to put a little sweat equity into it and purchase a Fender Strat. And I'm really enjoying that. I found some local guys that like to jam on Thursdays, and I'm kind of doing that with them. But since I started doing that, I fell off the CW bandwagon. And the last time I did CW was on Field Day with some of the local clubs down there. And before that, I can't even remember when. So it was nice to get back to it today. Had a couple of contacts here at the cabin this morning, and then I packed up the gear and headed down to the recreation area, and I think I got about 20 some odd CW contacts there, and then I switched over to sideband and grabbed another 30 something, a total of 55 contacts there. But yeah, those are my two, and that of course, and fishing and camping and stuff is also a big hobby that'll take up a lot of my time when I retire. I'll be gone as much as the wife will let me. Over to you, Todd, KA99.